Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's right. We're riding with the King. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Howard Eskin with us. As always, brought to you by Xfinity Philadelphia's fastest internet and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. Howard, how you doing today?
I am sensational. Another one of the fine days where I've never had a bad one in a streak of many. And I'm excited because there will be a blowout by a team in this town this week.
On Sunday?
On Sunday.
Sunday?
Well, it won't be any of the other teams.
Well, I was going to say. I mean, the hockey team who stinks, they've lost seven in a row. Forget about them. The basketball team, which we'll get to this hour, pitiful. I mean, just pitiful last night. A pitiful game. So, all right, that makes me feel good. A blowout on Sunday. And does that mean we are getting a bounce-back effort from the banged-up Jalen Hurts, who was limited again at practice today? Howard, what are you thinking on Jalen?
Well, here's what I saw in the little that the media is allowed to watch in practice. Limited could kind of mean anything.
Right.
All right, so because he's out on the field in his uniform. When I saw the warm-ups that the media gets to see, it's just practice throws, and they practice among themselves, the quarterbacks. The two quarterbacks ran some rollouts, ran some passes. Jalen Hurts was hiking the ball to them, so he wasn't throwing any of those passes. However, there's no reason, so I'm assuming there's no reason for him to do any more. During the regular running of the plays, and today's the first real workout because they had a walkthrough yesterday.
Right.
During the running of the plays, I don't know if he would throw any passes or he might do something, but you can't even hand the ball off because you might just turn a weird way. I think they're trying to give him as much time. He's just probably standing there just taking it all in, and it's pretty much the same offense. But as I said the other night before any of these things came out, he wants to play, and because of who he is, and obviously they respect the fact that he's a tough guy, they will let him play, and I'm okay with that. If it was against a team that's really tough and really good, and there's not many of those in the NFL this year, I probably would have second thoughts, but it's the Jets.
Yeah.
They stink.
It is the Jets. But I do have some worry about him playing, Howard, if he's not 100%. A couple things. One, I think they could beat the Jets with Minshew on Sunday. I don't think they'd have a problem winning this game if Jalen Hurts sat out. Howard, this offense, as you know, is a running offense, right? And Jalen Hurts is part of the running game. If he can't run on Sunday, like maybe he could get out there and throw and play, but if he can't run like normal, what is he? At this point of his career, if he can't use his legs, he's not a good quarterback.
Well, I'm more concerned of what they're going to do. Now I got to get the position right. At right guard without Driscoll.
Herbig?
It's probably going to be Herbig. And then Opetta, I guess, is trying. Jason Kelce kind of threw his name in there yesterday, but that was before they actually practiced.
Yeah.
So I don't know who they're practicing. Maybe Nick Sirianni will talk about that, or maybe he won't tomorrow on his news conference, the last one before the game. But I'm more worried about that because I still think if the offensive line's doing their job, then it's fine. If they're doing Jordan Howard, obviously. I shouldn't say obviously. Not likely to play just based on the fact that he hasn't practiced again today. Just give him another week.
Miles Sanders fine after Sunday?
He kind of wavered a little bit when he spoke today.
He's always banged up, Howard. He just, that guy can't stay on the field.
So I'm not sure. I think he wants to play. He said he's going to play, and then he says he hopes to play in the same news conference today when he met, or a news briefing when he met with the media. So it was both ways. I'm not sure. I would put it at 58% that he plays.
Or a little above 50-50.
Yeah, a little above 50-50, because they're probably going to need him. And but I'm okay with Boston Scott and Gainwell. Yeah. And there might be more short passing. And again, it's the Jets, so, you know, what are they going to do?
Yeah, I mean, Howard, I know they're bad, and I agree the Eagles are going to win this game. I mean, this Jets team did beat the Bengals and the Titans this year. They have some wins at home under their belt. Like, they're not the Lions.
They still stink.
They do stink, but they have won some games this year. They won three games.
I don't know when they beat the Bengals. Were the Bengals coming off a big game?
It was actually, That was the Ravens' win the week before.
Okay.
And let me give you one more. That was the Bengals' third straight road game.
Well, then it's...
But they still won!
What did I tell you about third straight road games?
They beat the Titans. The Titans are a decent team. They're 8-3, 8-4.
Wait a minute. It was the Titans without Henry, right?
No Henry, no Julio Jones was
there.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. Okay. So,
but they beat him. What are the Eagles?
I don't care.
Eagles are 5-7 team.
It doesn't matter. It's the Jets. It's the Jets.
And the Jets have never beaten the
Eagles. Did the Jets win last week? They won against Houston,
yes,
right?
Yes, they did. Their third win.
Okay. They're happy with themselves. They're so pleased with themselves. They may not even show up on Sunday.
Well, maybe not. But they probably will, though. What's the downside of Minshew over Hurts this week? Give him another week. There's a bye week coming up. Obviously, he's hurting, right? He's not injured where he can't play. He said he's going to play. But if you play Minshew this week, they'll beat the Jets anyway. You give Hurts 2 weeks to get that ankle right. There's a bye week.
It sounds good, doesn't it?
The Cardinals did it with Kyler Murray.
But you don't want to take the mental part of his desire away from him. And he's got to do what the coach says. But when he got pulled, remember when he got pulled last year for Sudfeld?
Oh, he was upset.
Yeah, okay.
As I would have been too, yeah.
Okay, well, but he was 2 for 72 yards.
I understand.
Okay.
But it was a close game in the third quarter.
It doesn't matter. He threw for 72 yards.
But not why he got pulled.
No,
we know that. We
knew he was going to go to Sudfeld at some point anyway. But he deserves the right if he feels he can play. Now, if within the game, I will say this. If within the game, and, you know, when I'm down on the sidelines, and by the way, let me just mention before I get to that point. Last week, people should listen to our broadcast.
Of course they should.
Well, they should, but there's people on this radio station that don't. And then when I jumped in with that question to Nick Sirianni, because when they ran down the injuries, he didn't run down Jalen Hurts. I had the report during the game. His ankle was wrapped twice. He saw the doctors twice. Nick Sirianni came over. He was in a little bit of pain. He was hurting. Let's just put it that way. I don't know. I can't tell what the guy's pain is, but he was hurt.
Right.
So all of a sudden now it becomes news when I jump in, and I was out of turn, but I had to get that answer. I just wanted to, as he was doing the injuries. But if you listen to the broadcast, you will hear what's going on. Now, what I will do, and it is my job being down there on the sidelines, I will keep an eye on him. And that will be – a lot of times I keep an eye on quarterbacks anyway, especially during the Super Bowl. I wanted to see, you know, how they're handling certain series, mm-hmm. good or bad, during the Super Bowl. I know I watched Nick Foles constantly. And he was handling – I said – they're going to drive down and score. They're going to win this game.
He was probably cool as a cucumber the whole game.
He was great. He was great. And he was cool. But I will keep an eye on Jalen Hurts. You know, I don't know what the broadcast is. It can't be a really good team. It's got to be shown to two parts of the country, Philadelphia.
Here and there. Yeah, that's
right.
It.
So it can't be a really big-time broadcast team. Although I'm looking forward to seeing James Lofton again, who played very briefly with the Eagles. So I knew James a little bit. He was a really good guy. But it's not one of their better broadcasts, so who knows what they're going to do. But I will keep an eye on it. So I will just tell you, if he's hurting, I will keep an eye on him, keep an eye on how many times the trainers may come over and talk to him. And, you know, that's my responsibility. I'm not doing anything that's giving away secrets, because if the television does their job, if the production does their job, they're going to have shots.
And
yeah,
they should know, too.
Yeah, they should know. So I will do that on the broadcast. They can't constantly show that, but I can kind of keep an eye on it. That sideline is so tight, it's a joke. But it's almost like I'm on the bench, because there's that guy with the camera driving back and forth. They almost ran me over last week.
Now, that would be a scene. Howard goes down on the sideline.
The trainer said, I go in the tent.
You haven't gone down since the Super Bowl year, right? You got hurt that year.
Yeah, that was Christmas night, I guess that game was.
Against the Raiders.
Raiders. It
was cold night. Very cold night.
I went down, but I got right back up. I didn't miss a play. I was a little woozy, because whenever you break a bone, it's trauma. It's more trauma than anything else, and I was fine. I was woozy for about 45 seconds. They got right back up and didn't miss a play.
Now, did WIP have a backup, broadcaster ready in case? Like, the Eagles got Gardner Minshew ready this week.
Well, it's like certain players, I'm irreplaceable. but
there's no Gardner Minshew replacing
The fact
you.
That it was a fibula, I didn't have to wear. If I had a cast, I couldn't work the sideline.
Yeah, we can't move.
Okay, so, and I didn't wear the boot because then I couldn't work the sideline. So I never told anybody that it was broken all the way through. But I will. If I get run down by that cart, I will go crazy. Did I tell you the story? They were mad at me last week.
No, what'd you do?
Oh my gosh!
What did you do?
It was like the end of the world.
So this is the TV.
Yeah, you know the cart that drives the camera and forth on the side. Those sidelines are so tight; it's a joke.
Well, because they wanted to pack more people in.
That's exactly.
In the
right.
old, I don't think it was as tight in the old Meadowlands, was it?
Maybe not. But just remember. They didn't build those stadiums with that in mind.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they didn't think about that. All right, so now I'm running back and forth to the tent to try to figure out what's going on with injuries because there was a lot of injuries last week. So at one point, and I didn't see the guy. I keep an eye out for him. And the guy's driving back and forth, and he's racing down to try to get a shot, I assume. And I didn't know, and I got out of the way. They didn't run me down, and I got out of the way. And then this head of security comes down. He says, the producer for Fox is really angry at you because, and the guy that's driving the cart told me the same thing, because he missed a shot. You know what I said to both those guys? This game is so bad. By missing a shot, it's not going to prevent him from winning an Emmy for this game because it's a bad, bad football game.
Well, you're right about that.
Okay.
It was a bad
game. Another time. You know, this is how bad those sidelines are. You can only get so close to the field. You know, they're worried about injury.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm moving up a little bit across. There's a line there because the punter and the snapper are practicing the snaps.
Okay.
And they're right behind me. There's no room on the sideline, right? So the guy says, hey, listen, you can't get that close to the field. I says, hey, bro, do you want me to move on the field or do you want me to go up to the top level to try to do my job? Do you see those two guys there? They're kind of practicing for what might come up in a few plays. All right, so can you give me a little bit of a break? And he understood. So I saw the security guy, the head of security, when I left. I says, boy, it's going to be fun next week. We're back here. He says, sidelines are worse. I said, why? The Jets have cheerleaders on the sidelines.
Oh, you're going to get bumped out even more. Here's what I need. I need
so anyway.
I need Fox.
Whatever.
On Sunday
I'll be all over it. I'll keep an eye on Jalen Hurts.
I need the report coming from the Fox sideline reporter that the Eagles sideline reporter has gotten into an argument.
Well, it's a CBS game too. So,
is it?
Yeah.
Doesn't the road team usually hold the designation?
Yeah, but I don't. You know what? I don't know why they changed
it. Well, you know, sometimes they flip. They just they trade games or whatever. All right, so it's a Fox game. 215-592.
No, it's a CBS.
CBS. 215-592-9494.
I can still get run.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They're going to be angry at you either way. All right, so you say Hurts is going to play, and I agree with you. He's probably going to play. Howard, I think they need to be cautious here. I understand your point about him being a leader, and if he wants to play, he's got to play. And he said he's ready. We'll see on Sunday. But if he's not 100%, I wouldn't mind Minshew playing a game.
Well, we'll see if he plays the whole game. And, again, we can watch him on TV. I can watch him while I'm there.
Yeah.
Everybody else can watch him in person while they listen to the WIP broadcast.
But why not be cautious, right? Like, Dak Prescott hurt his calf. The Cowboys were cautious. Kyler Murray, they were cautious.
It's football.
But those teams were cautious.
It's football. You're giving the guy – if Dak Prescott wanted to play, but he has more ambitions about the playoffs and whatever.
Understood.
Down the road.
They were a better team, yeah.
So I'm okay.
But he's a running quarterback with a bad ankle.
I know. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it because he deserves the right if he feels he can play. Now, if the head coach looks at him and the offensive coordinator looks at him and say, you know what, he's not moving the way, just dropping back the pass. But he's probably going to be in the shotgun more because of that, too.
Well, probably. But he's also part of the running. Can he run? Like, there were three or four plays on Sunday.
I don't think he's – well, he wasn't going to run once he got hurt.
Well, he didn't. But there were three – he had 77 yards, and they were running him through the tackles. Like, can he do that on Sunday with this angle?
No.
Well, then that hurts the game plan.
So what? Let the other guys run.
Yeah, but, I mean, part of the run game being so successful is the defensive ends don't know who has the ball, him or the running back.
I got a novel idea. All right.
What do you got?
A novel idea for him. Jalen Reagor's got to catch the football when it's thrown.
You're asking for a lot now.
Yeah.
You're asking
and
for a lot.
And Greg Ward has to catch. And Greg Ward's got good hands. But he's got to catch the ball when it's thrown to him.
You're asking for a lot.
But I'm just asking for. No. I'm just asking.
It'd be nice if they can get through this game with him not having to run. But I that's not the way they're playing. Let's go to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Dan is in West Philly. Dan's on WIP. What's up, Dan? Dan, you there, buddy? We'll put Dan on hold.
Hey, bro, what's going on?
Get himself together. He's like you on the sidelines. He can't get himself together.
Oh, my gosh. I hope he's not drinking and driving.
Well, obviously, we hope Dan's going to just take care of business over there and get himself back together. All right, Howard, so the game on Sunday, you think it's a blowout. They win this game.
Yep.
You think – let me ask you this. I'll put it this way. They are 5-7 right now. They win. They're 6-7 heading into the bye. You know, everyone this week got all upset because they lost, and they were terrible.
They were going to have a clunker.
Do you think they can still make the playoffs? I do.
I do think they can still make the playoffs.
It's going to be harder now.
Yeah, it's going to be harder. You got to take San Francisco out of the mix because they've beaten the Eagles.
It feels like they have one of those spots. So there's one spot left, really.
Right now it's Washington, but you have to beat Washington twice to get that. You have to beat Washington twice, and I don't know. It's hard to beat your division teams twice, especially when they're playing them 3 weeks apart. It's Washington.
Twice in 3 weeks.
And what's it? Washington Giants.
Washington.
And, three straight.
Very difficult.
Division. Really difficult. Especially when you're playing the same team twice within a short period of time. And I think the Eagles will smoke the Giants, too. That's not going to happen again. I don't care whether Daniel Jones plays or doesn't play. He stinks. They are just a bad football team. And the Eagles were really bad on Sunday. But they're a better football team. They really are a better football team. So it was going to happen. They weren't going to win the rest of the games. So let's kind of get over that. But it'll be interesting to see. If Jalen Hurts plays the whole game, I think that's great.
Well, that means he's healthy enough and he's effective enough to play the whole game.
Yeah.
Let me throw the teams to you. Try to guess right now. Tell me who you think right now gets the spot. It's Washington, Minnesota, Atlanta, New Orleans, the Eagles, Carolina. So these are the teams. If we say San Francisco's in, they have one spot. Here's the teams for the last spot. Washington, Minnesota, Atlanta, Saints, Eagles, Carolina. I'm taking the Giants and Bears out. They're at four wins. They're not going to get there.
No, I think the toughest team for them to beat out is Washington. And I don't even know what their schedule is.
Well, they get them twice.
So they're not going to beat them twice.
No, I know that. But it's in front of them, right? They have a chance.
Right.
Washington's schedule is this week they're in Las Vegas against the Raiders. Then they play
I'll tell you what, it wouldn't surprise me if they win the game.
Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're 2.5-point underdogs. It's a close game.
Yeah.
Then they play the Cowboys next week in Washington.
Oh, the Redskins do.
Yeah. Then they come here. Those are the next three games.
Not easy games.
No. I mean, they probably should lose one or two of those. They're playing the Cowboys next week.
Yeah, and the Eagles won't play, but that'll get them even. Yeah, they're still in the mix, but I still think Washington. Washington or Minnesota. I should include Minnesota.
So here's Washington's schedule. It's Raiders, Cowboys, Eagles, Cowboys again. They play the Cowboys twice in 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Eagles again. So they play four straight against the Eagles and Cowboys, and then they end with the Giants.
Boy, can you imagine if that Giants game would get them into the playoffs?
It
then
could.
Let's see Joe Judge complain about watch him dump the game.
No, he can't, because he said last year he would never do that. He can. He is a hypocrite if he does that.
Well, he's a fraud anyway.
Well, I understand that. Yeah. He's a fraud coach.
He's a fraud coach.
Well, but he'd be a
what's
hypocrite.
Minnesota's schedule?
Minnesota has a more of an easy schedule. That's the team I would pick.
Yeah,
I think
Minnesota's kind of in the mix, too.
The Vikings are the one I worry about, that they're going to get a tiebreaker over the Eagles. Their schedule, they play the Lions this week.
That's a win.
They play the Steelers next Thursday night.
You know, the Steelers are going to play a really tough game.
Against the Ravens.
Yes. And coming off that game, now where do they play the Steelers?
At home.
I think that's, just looking ahead.
Yeah.
I would say, okay, that's a
So that's two wins we give the Vikings.
Okay.
Then they play the Bears in Chicago on a Sunday night.
That's not easy.
No, then they play the Rams. Then they go to Green Bay, and they end with the Bears again.
So they're going to, they might, if they beat the Bears twice, they're in.
I agree.
That's what I look at. If they beat the Bears twice, they're in. And that's hard to do. If they beat the Bears twice.
Still think the way this sets up, the Eagles are going to be alive at least to the second to last week of the season. They might be alive into the last week.
Yes.
I feel like that Washington-Eagles game, the second to last game of the season, that's going to be an elimination game. That feels like it's going to matter a lot.
Yeah, I just, and I still think the team that's ahead of Dallas is Arizona, right?
Arizona and Green Bay are ahead of Dallas.
Okay. Well, Arizona, they play Arizona, don't the Dallas?
Cowboys, yep.
And they play them in Dallas, which is not an advantage because they don't have a home field advantage. So that last week's game.
Are you trying to figure out if the Cowboys are going to need that last game?
Yeah, right. They and again, not to win the division, but to get a bye. So there's only one bye.
Cowboys have Saints tonight. Then they get 10 days before they play Washington next week. Then, you know, they have three straight road games, the Cowboys. After that's the Giants. Then they are home for Washington, home for the Cardinals, and they come here.
So the third straight road game is the Giants? So they have an advantage there.
Because Giants are bad.
Yeah, Giants stink. Yeah.
But they can still drop the game, third straight road game. They can still drop it.
Yeah, they could. That's really tough. That is really tough. But, yeah, because they're not just playing for the division, which they, you know, I would think that shouldn't be a question. They're playing for the bye.
I don't think they're getting the bye.
Nah, they have an advantage tonight because Mike McCarthy's not there. Their head coach isn't there.
Point spread should have moved 2 points when he left. Dan Quinn's going to be in charge tonight, and then Moore's going to call the offensive plays.
Oh, I thought Moore was going to be.
No, I think they're just letting Moore do offense, and Dan Quinn's kind of running the game. Because he's got the experience. He was a head coach.
Moore's their next head coach.
Yeah. Well, he should be.
Yeah.
So they're going to fire McCarthy off a good season one day.
I mean, Jerry Jones has a lot of money.
Well, he does. He does. And if they disappoint.
They're in better shape without Mike McCarthy.
How many teams could say that without their head coach? Not many.
It's probably more than you think.
Yeah, maybe. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. Or we'll come back, your phone calls, and we will hit on the Sixers after last night. I mean, that was a joke last night. The offense last night was a joke. And one person deserves criticism for what's going on with the Sixers right now, and he's not playing. And I'm not talking about Ben Simmons. We'll tell you who it is next. Howard Eskin, and we're riding with the King on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The NFL regular season is heading into the final month of the year, and they are giving us a big Week 13 matchup between the Cowboys and the Saints. FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can win $150 on a $5 bet. I'm on the Dallas side of this game tonight. The line ticked up a little bit, but I just think Dallas has the much, much better quarterback in this game, and they will take it. FanDuel Sportsbook is betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. It's the number one rated sportsbook app in America, easy to use and safe and secure. Plus, when you win, you get paid in as little as 2 hours. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Already a FanDuel Sportsbook user, FanDuel's hooking up all customers with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 too. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Sign up promo code Gilio before this Thursday night matchup. You could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code GIGLIO so they know I sent you, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.